Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump and Biden debate in Cleveland. We have the story.
Woman sentenced in Wichita beheading case. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A quiet start to the morning for us, but a frontal boundary pushes through this afternoon that will bring temperatures down by this time tomorrow. Our complete forecast for the next few days here in just a few minutes.
Now we have some breaking news in traffic this morning. Chad Chambers. Chad, what's happening?
Well, right now we've got a traffic accident. Kellogg and Washington westbound. So westbound Kellogg at Washington. This is a motorcycle-involved traffic accident. However, they're saying the injuries are minor, so not too bad there. Again, that's westbound Kellogg at Washington. You'll want to avoid the area for the time being.
All right. The first presidential debate is now in the books, as we say. And what are the issues discussed? Election integrity.
Near the conclusion of their 90-plus minute presidential debate, President Trump continued to maintain, without citing evidence, that the upcoming election, which will involve a significant percentage of mail-in balloting, will lead to massive fraud.
As far as the ballots are concerned, it's a disaster.
Former Vice President Joe Biden took issue with that claim, relying on the word of some of the president's own advisors.
His own Homeland Security director, as well as the FBI director, says there is no evidence at all that mail-in ballots are a source of being manipulated and cheating.
Republicans are planning to wage a massive post-election day legal battle to challenge ballots that are missing signatures or an outer envelope or that arrive with no postmark. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
A Wichita woman has been sentenced to a hard 50 prison sentence in a beheading case.
Rachel Hilliard was sentenced Tuesday after being found guilty of first-degree murder in the death of her former boyfriend's mother, Mickey Davis, in 2017. Davis's family tells KSN News they're grateful for the decision.
This case was so horrific that there shouldn't be any other verdict anyway, so that's how it was. Yeah, just glad to get it over with.
Police say Davis had gone to Hilliard's home to get some of her son's belongings. Her body was found in Hilliard's garage. Hilliard won't be eligible for parole for 50 years. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Three officials guiding Sedgwick County's response to the coronavirus pandemic, including County Manager Tom Stolz, have come down with COVID-19 themselves. Stolz says he hasn't been to the office since testing positive a week ago, and he began experiencing noticeable symptoms Friday. Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News.
There's a hotbed of people coming into that building, even though we try to secure it the best we can, and with distancing and masks, it's just probably inevitable.
Meitzner and Commissioners Lacey Cruz, Jim Howell, and David Dennis confirmed that they were tested last week as a precaution. All four said their results came back negative. Meitzner commented during the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. In Garden City, police have arrested a teenage suspect in the death of a man this past weekend. The teen is being held on suspicion of first-degree murder and aggravated robbery. Alec Cantu was found dead in a motel room. His car was found in the Arkansas River. Judge Amy Barrett has started making the rounds with hopes to secure votes for her confirmation as a Supreme Court justice. Fox's Mike Emanuel has more on the story.
Republican senators say it's part of the job meeting with the Supreme Court nominee, something at least six Democrats are refusing to do. A leading Senate Republican fired back, saying her confirmation is very legitimate and very constitutional. Some progressives argue Democrats should pack the Supreme Court if they win the White House and take back the majority in the Senate, but the Democratic nominee for vice president sidestepped that issue. As a member of the Judiciary Committee, Harris will participate in Judge Barrett's hearings.
Her first day of meetings included eight Republican senators. She continues efforts to meet with Democratic senators as well. KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll hear just a little bit about the upcoming WSU basketball season coming up in sports.
Officials at McConnell Air Force Base say a juvenile in a stolen vehicle caused a brief shutdown at the base. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Officials at McConnell Air Force Base here in Wichita say a juvenile in a stolen vehicle caused a brief shutdown at the base. Officials say the juvenile refused to stop at a base gate early Tuesday. All gates were closed, and everyone on the base was told to stay indoors. When security stopped the vehicle, the juvenile fled on foot but was caught a short time later. All entry gates were reopened about 2 hours after the incident. The juvenile was questioned by authorities. A graphic video surfaces of a Los Angeles police officer attacked in a police station.
The video first obtained by the LA Times appears to show Jose Guzman in a heated exchange with an officer at the station in San Pedro Saturday night. The man believed to be Guzman leaves but returns seconds later swinging at the officer's head. The suspect knocks the officer down, pistol whips him with his own gun, and points it at the officer's chest. Guzman runs away after the station watch commander rushes to help the officer and the two exchange gunfire, police quickly capturing the 29-year-old a few blocks away. Authorities charged Guzman Tuesday with attempted murder on a peace officer and other counts that could put him away for life. LAPD Chief Michael Moore says Guzman isn't linked to any radical groups, but his motive remains unclear. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A severe and long-term case of lice may have led to the death of a Georgia girl.
A judge has decided there's enough evidence to pursue second-degree murder charges against Joey Yozviak and Mary Horton, the parents of 12-year-old Caitlin Yozviak. She died in August of cardiac arrest. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Caitlin had the most severe lice infestation case they'd ever seen. Investigators believe repeated bites from the lice lowered her blood iron levels, which likely caused anemia and may have triggered the heart attack. The mother also told the Bureau Caitlin had not bathed within the last week and a half before she died. The parents are also charged with child cruelty. Tom Bergotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got a traffic accident westbound on Kellogg at Washington Street, kind of at the end of a ramp there. Now, what they're saying is this is a car versus motorcycle accident there, but that nobody's really seriously injured, which is good news. However, continue to watch for a slowdown in the area. Again, that's westbound Kellogg at Washington. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's hard to believe we are almost three quarters of the way through 2020, and this being the last day of September will be our warmest day of the week. Sunny with a high 84, but by this afternoon, a cold front pushes through, and that will bring in some cooler air by tonight. Our low near 50, sunny and 68 on Thursday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly clear, 56 degrees. We have a west wind at 8 miles per hour. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. It is Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Wagle. With Dr. Jason Wagle, Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Steve.
Now, I understand you offer something called oral hygiene instruction. Now, you're the expert, but don't people already know how to brush their teeth?
It's true, Steve, that most people learn how to brush their teeth at a very early age. But our goal is to help them do it better.
Okay. So you help them with their technique. How's that work?
That's right, Steve. Let me give you an analogy. If you play a sport such as tennis or golf, you know how important it is to grip the club or racket in a certain way. Changing the angle also makes a big difference. The same thing is true with brushing your teeth. How you hold the brush, the angle, the way you clean the teeth are all very important. At Kansas Perio, we have excellent hygienists who provide great advice and answer questions.
It sounds like the hygienists kind of do a show and tell then.
Exactly. They not only teach brushing, but also proper flossing technique as a courtesy to our patients. Flossing effectively is very easy to learn, and it's something that people pick up quickly by watching and doing rather than just hearing or reading about it.
Can the instruction you provide really make a difference?
You know, Steve, With just some slight improvements in technique, your home care or oral hygiene regimen can go from pretty good to excellent.
Of course, I've been to Kansas Perio, and I know that firsthand that your hygienist not only clean teeth professionally, but they're always willing to help people in any way they can.
Yes. You know, our hygienists have a tremendous amount of knowledge. A big part of their job is patient education. Because our emphasis is on prevention, providing tips on how to get the most out of brushing and flossing is part of the job, and it helps patients maintain optimal oral health.
Okay. What we've been talking about, it seems to me, is a manual brushing. Is it different than for somebody with an automatic, what do you call it, an electric toothbrush?
You know, electric toothbrushes can be excellent oral hygiene device. And there's other things, too, that we can review, such as an oral irrigation device or even a periodontal aid.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool things out there that we can go over.
All right. Well, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. As always, Wednesdays with Wagle, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. When it's time to get serious about your smile, go to kansasperio.com. You can call them up. Their number is 685-2731. That's Dr. Jason Wagle. 812 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is Wednesday, September 30th, of course. 30 days of September, last day of the month. October starts tomorrow. Love October. Beautiful month this time of year in Kansas. On this date of the 20th in 1984, the temperature fell in Wichita to 31 degrees.
Burr.
Yep. That's the coldest September temperature on record for the city of Wichita, 31 degrees. All right, so the first debate, presidential debate, is now a matter of history. And although I wasn't able to stay up and watch it, we've got some pretty good reports on what happened last night between President Trump and the challenger, Joe Biden. And at times, it was heated. I don't know, just emotional. I don't know, they were talking over each other a little bit and got a little crazy. And I was kind of feeling, from some of the sound bites I heard, I was feeling sorry for Chris Wallace from Fox News, who was the moderator for this thing. And at times it seemed like he was battling to keep control, some segment of control. Yesterday, I shared the opinion that I had moderated a couple of those things and I would never do it again.
That was probably reinforced by what you saw yesterday, right?
What you saw with the moderator. as I recall now, one of the forums we did where I was a moderator, I think there were two or three of us. It was shared. I think it was
Kansas, a shared duty. Yeah.
I think for Kansas Information Network, and it was a statewide. I can't remember. I think it was at the Hutch Fair or someplace. It's been a long time ago. That one seemed to be pretty decent. In fact, I wasn't really the moderator. There was somebody else. But there were three of us on a panel.
Okay.
And then I did a moderation on one for city council, maybe for mayor here in Wichita. I've forgotten all about these things. But just the only thing I remember from detail is that people, there are rules and you have to hammer them. You have to drop it and say, nope, that's it. 2 minutes are up. Sorry. Next deal. So it's a thankless job. And then if you think it looks easy, it's not. It's a little bit like herding cats sometimes. But anyway, we've got the first.
We're being the kindergarten teacher.
It's got the first one in the can, and I'm sure everybody who I have seriously doubt that these change anybody's minds, but I don't know. They say that if you haven't made up your mind, these are good ways to look in and see which candidate you like. So maybe there are enough undecideds out there that it'll swing it one way or the other. But I always feel like the ones you have to go for, you've already got your people, now you've got to find that great mass in the middle who maybe don't vote for a certain party every time. Independent voters who might, they depend on the candidate and what the issues are and what they think are going to happen next. We are certainly at a difficult time in our nation's history, of course, with the pandemic and all the things that are going on. But I'll tell you, every time we have an election, we're going through tough times on one way or the other. And I always look for these as we go to a political race of what are the issues and what the candidates think or say they're going to do about the issues. And it becomes less and less clear over the years in all of the races that comes to light. It just becomes sort of a little bit of a big shouting match between the candidates. Anyway, Next one's coming up here in a few weeks, in a couple of weeks, and we'll be giving you coverage on that. You heard that we had the complete coverage last night on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, and where it's a privilege to do that for you. We love bringing the debates to you. Coming up on 8:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for a look at sports this morning with Jad Chambers. Good morning, Jad.
Good morning, Steve. And, of course, last night on KFH, we checked on the state of WSU athletics with a program where voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, had a discussion with Shocker Athletic Director Darren Boatwright. Mike asked what everyone was dying to know. He asked the question everybody was dying to know. What about Shocker basketball?
We're going to play a 20-game schedule in both men's and women's basketball in the conference.
So it will be a true double round robin.
It'll be a true double round robin, yep. Men's basketball, I believe, will have four out-of-conference games plus the tournament that was moved from the Bahamas to the Sanford Pentagon and Sioux Falls, which, you know, I'm sure.
It's quite a change, both geographically and aesthetically, I guess.
Absolutely. And I think our women's program will have 20 conference games plus five out of conference.
So they've got a plan.
Yeah, they do have a plan. Hope they weren't looking forward to going to the Bahamas.
That'd be too bad.
Well, who would be? Oh, I mean, anyway. So that was on KFH last night. Now, on KFH tonight, we've got KU Hawk Talk with head coach Les Miles. The Jayhawks, coming off of a road loss at Baylor, now has to host number 17 Oklahoma State Saturday. And beginning with this game, fans are able to attend sporting events at KU. Seating limited, of course, 10,000 fans at David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium to comply with social distancing guidelines. Masks will be required. No tailgating allowed. Tune in to Hawk Talk tonight at 7 o'clock on KFH, and that's going to be followed at 8 o'clock by Game 1 of the NBA Finals, the Miami Heat facing the Los Angeles Lakers in the bubble in Orlando. With a preview, here's Fox's Matt Napolitano.
The Miami Heat and the LA Lakers will open up the NBA Finals this evening as LeBron James looks to guide a third different team to the title. He talked about the significance of beating Miami after winning two championship rings with them.
No extra meaning to winning a championship, no matter who you're playing against. It's already hard enough to even reach the finals to be in this position.
The Heat surprising many, the 5 seed in the East with an impressive run led by their big offseason pickup in Jimmy Butler.
I just don't think that we're underdogs. I don't. So what that nobody picked us to be here? That's okay.
Tip off in Game 1 of the NBA Finals coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And of course, that's 8 o'clock tonight here, or over on KFH, for Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Well, it's bound to happen at some point. The Tennessee Titans have suspended in-person activities through Friday. The NFL says that 3 team players, 5 personnel tested positive for the coronavirus. It's the first COVID-19 outbreak of the NFL season. It's jeopardizing the Titans' game against Pittsburgh this weekend. The Titans played Minnesota, so Minnesota has suspended in-person activities. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin said his team has been given a mandate to prepare as if that game is going to be played on time. So we've kind of had the first real outbreak during the season of COVID-19 in the NFL. We'll see how they handle it. Major League Baseball has begun the process of contracting the minor league affiliates. It's announced that the Appalachian League is being converted to a college summer circuit. The agreement between the MLB and the minor leagues expires today. The MLB has proposed cutting minor league affiliates from over 160 of them to around 120 next year. The Appalachian League had been an affiliated minor league with professional baseball players since 1911. The culling of teams from MLB-affiliated minor league baseball at this time does not affect the Wichita Wind Surge. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean wants to talk more about Joe Biden. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.